I had to fix a lock so that I could open the door at night, maybe say about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. And then I went into this next room where it was sort of a little storeroom, and there was a telephone pole. You know, the streets in Germany don't go straight.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the telephone pole would be right up close against the building.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was right outside. I just had to step out onto it and go down with all my stuff, a full back, everything.
Mm-hmm. How far did you get?
I mean, let's get over it.
I mean, how far did you get in your escape attempt?
Was
this the successful escape?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, tell me all about that now. What happened after you got down the pole?
Well, the Frenchman also matters.
Mm-hmm. So there are three of you, Cameron, you, and the Frenchman.
So we walked about 3 days. We were, how many days were we on the trip? I forget now. But anyway, we were 21 days on the trip. I was down to about 120 pounds.
You couldn't find anything on the countryside to eat and that?
So we were very careful. You mm-hmm. see, we wouldn't take chances, any chances, whatever.
So if you stuck to the trees during the day?
That's right. We stuck to the trees and the back roads.
Mm-hmm.
And after about the fourth day, the Frenchman quit. That's what made it tough, you see. It took all the biscuits. We just had chocolate and...
He said, I'm not going to go any farther. I'm going to give myself up. And he took all his biscuits with him.
Yeah.
Why didn't you hit him on the head and take his biscuits from him?
Well, I don't know how it was. Well, I think he just helped himself, you see, from our kids.
Oh, and he just took off?
Yeah, when he took off. He went off at night when we were asleep. And that's right in the summertime, you see, so it was very good, nice warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
Then my... Chum and I, we had to wade through two or three streams and our feet got wet, and then we walked until our shoes, our socks were dry, and we got burnt feet.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that the best thing to do was to lay up for a day. So we found a nice, quiet little place hidden by woods, and we just stayed there all day, and there was enough space where you could sit in the sun and get sunburned. And we took our socks off and we never thought about washing them.
Mm-hmm.
And let them get thoroughly dry, and our shoes got good and dry, and our feet had a good rest.
Mm-hmm.
And we urinated on them. Have you ever heard of that?
On shoes?
Not on shoes, on feet.
No.
You know, I've been on a laboring job where I've seen them urinate on their hands to save them from getting blisters.
Well, how does it help them?
I don't know. Don't ask me, but they do it.
Yeah, and you guys did it too.
And so
let me ask you a dumb question. Did you do it on your own shoes, or did you pee on each other's feet?
No, we did. We peed on our own feet.
Yeah. Cause
and it worked.
Well, logistically, it seems, I guess you could...
It worked. It sure worked.
It helped it.
Well, of course, I don't know whether it was the urine that did it.
Mm-hmm.
It was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether they just got better by themselves. But anyway, we tried it, and we went after a day's rest, we were fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 4 days, we were at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the border, the Germans, of course, were getting short of food, and I don't know, in the early days, when I got in the border, I couldn't remember any planting in between the actual border and where the guards were. Mm-hmm. There was a kind of a
column of
corridor, you know.
Yeah.
But here, the corridor was growing with turnips, and the tops were up about 18 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that we'd crawl through it, you see,
mm-hmm.
which we did. But we were a little bit afraid of the moon. It came out for a while, and we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went in, and then we went right. We got over without any trouble at all.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you know, we were in this place, Sittard.
Which is just across the border into Holland.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had no guards on there. At least we didn't see any.
Mm-hmm.